Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and our guest today is the chairman of the board of Sharing Life. He is Skip Partisan. How you doing, Skip?
Doing well, Chris. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, I'm so appreciate it very much. I'm so glad to have you on because I appreciate you giving me the grand tour of Sharing Life. You guys' facility in Mesquite is absolutely amazing. Let's start from the beginning. Tell everyone what Sharing Life is all about. I'm going to kind of say it like this: a North Texas nonprofit demonstrating compassion to others in need through food, clothing, financial resources, and educational programs. And like I said, I told you this personally, I call it an amazing blueprint of success. So tell me again, like I said, how did you have the idea to have me come over for a visit? Because I've had Teresa on, Teresa Jackson, who is the founder and CEO. I've had her on the show before, but it didn't really hit me as hard about how great you guys are until I went by. What made you decide to ask me to come by and take a look?
Well, you know, that's a good question. We get that all the time from people. Why should I come over? Why should I come visit Sharing Life? It's just visually. As soon as you walk in there, you see the people, you see the amount of food that's getting distributed. It just kind of just, your mind just starts, you know, rolling. You're like, you know, my goodness, you don't even understand how much, you know, we do, how much, like I said, how much food is distributed. It just gives you a, you know, the fireworks go off in your head. Like, you know, Everyone gets pretty excited to make the tour.
Okay, so let me paint a picture for a lot of people. You're right over there near Townie Small and LBJ, over there where a lot of different restaurants are. And then the first thing you see when you pull up to the parking lot is you see a drive-thru. It's kind of like a Chick-fil-A drive-thru because everybody's lined up to get their groceries. But that's just part of it. I'm like, okay, I've seen people, you know, in line in the cars getting food from pantries. But then you asked me to come on inside and take a look around. And when you first walk in, there's this little seating area, a little waiting area, and you get you do your paperwork or whatever. And then I see different people with shopping carts. Let's take it from there.
Sure. So once people sign up, they can sign up online or come on in, just wait their turn. We just get some basic information, kind of zip codes, and so kind of know where people are coming from.
Right.
And then they'll call their name up, grab a cart, and the first thing they'll do is go out to our clothing pantry, and they're welcome to help themselves to any kind of clothing that's available. We take donations from everywhere, from people, from different organizations, different companies, drop off shirts, pants, and jackets, and coats. We'll filter through those and save some of the winter stuff for the winter and put everything else out into the clothing pantry. People come in, they pick up what they need, then they'll start moving into the food pantry.
Before we go to the food pantry, let's stick around and talk about these gently used clothes. I was also impressed because not only when we were going through everything, everybody, it was just the staff is just, the volunteers are just, they're just in their element. They're just so happy-go-lucky and helpful. And so the first ones we met were the ones who were folding the gently used clothes and going through the different clothing that had been acquired. And I was like, this is just really neat. And then you go to the next part, and it's like being at a clothing store. I mean, everything's all nice and on hangers. And it's and of course, the building is really nice and air-conditioned and not a speck of dirt on the ground. I mean, everything's spotless.
No, you're right. Exactly. And that's a lot to do with our volunteers and staff. We go through between, like I said, between 30 to 60 volunteers a day, depending on who's coming in. It could be corporations like Bank of America, FedEx, UPS, Nebraska Furniture Mart, and, you know, just individuals that live in the area that want to come volunteer.
Okay, so moving right along, you're about to mention the food pantry, and I look at it as like a nice grocery mart. It's like a little nice, cozy grocery mart because there's lots of different areas and it's, you know, it's like it's not a huge place, but it's very intimate, but it's really, really nice. Can you talk about the different areas where the food is being presented?
Sure. So we've kind of got a hybrid style. It's almost like a supermarket / Costco, Sam's.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's important. I'm glad you said that, because you told me something I don't want us to skip over. A lot of people who go to Costco's or Sam's, they're used to getting a bunch of stuff by the case. And you said that kind of helped you guys out as far as having a variety of ways you can pick up your food?
Sure. Yep, exactly. Visually, it's easy to get to. People would rather take a case of cans instead of just one or two off the shelf, or a box of ice instead of individual small bags. That really helps out. And it's just visually, people can see over the top and, hey, I want to go to this aisle over here, or I want to look at the frozen section over here.
Yeah, like Costco's. You know,
yes, just like Costco. And that's how we load our fridges as well. Once I get down to the produce section and where the beverages are for milk and juices, anything cold like that, we just loaded it through the back, and then people pick it up from the front.
Can you talk about the relationships you have with some of the major grocery stores in North Texas and how you're able to acquire some of their food?
Sure. So our biggest partner, of course, is the North Texas Food Bank. We get a majority of our items through there. We have partnerships with Walmart, Kroger, Sprouts, Albertsons, Tom Thumb, Target. One of our exciting partners is Starbucks. Starbucks, and you're waiting next to the counter. You see all this food that's underneath the glass cabinets there. They click those items when they pick up when they drop off the new items, they click the old items up. They'll bag them, put them in these plastic totes, and then we'll get about 3 or 4 pallets or more, probably a week of those. And those are distributed right to people right there. You know, partnerships just like with Campese's restaurants.
Sell the pizza.
At Kroger, the pizzas that they don't sell, they'll bring them back to the restaurant, put them in the freezer. We'll pick them up, and then we'll distribute them out into the freezers just like that.
You know what's amazing? You were showing me about the Starbucks stuff, and here came a shipment that day, right? And you have a little area, and tell people how much of the Starbucks they get. I was curious about the process. I thought it was so organized.
Sure. So the Starbucks bags, they'll come in plastic bags. There'll be probably a variety of between 10 to up to 18 to 20 items in a bag. Those we placed on the shelf in the cooler, right next to, say, other items that might come from Tom Thumb. It could be some cakes or some pastries, and those are in the cooler, and they're ready to be picked up. And, you know, with those partnerships, and another partnership we have with Bimbo Bakery, we'll go through almost a semi-truck load of bread every week that will come through the facility. And that's just through the pantry, the bread is distributed, and then through our other partner organizations around North Texas.
Again, we're talking with Skip Partisan of Sharing Life, and they're a North Texas nonprofit demonstrating compassion to others in need through food, clothing, financial resources, and educational program. And again, I can't thank you enough for walking me through the whole facility and meeting all the different people there, the staff, the volunteers. What also was impressive to me was the different refrigeration units that you have, and how you were telling me about this one floor. You know, you had to either change out the floor to handle the refrigeration, and I thought that was kind of clever, or actually kind of interesting, because it reminded me of a hockey rink.
Sure. So at a new facility, we moved in there 2 years ago. We're just running out of space at our old location, and we needed more.
Growing.
We're growing so much, and we're already growing out of this place. So we did have a refrigerator and a commercial refrigerator and freezer at that location. A forklift can drive in there and everything. So of course we had to make that bigger, but in order to, turn on that freezer, we need to cut the concrete off, put a vapor barrier down, put new concrete down, and slowly turn the temperature up. Just like anything, if you just turn the temperature up straight away, it might start to crack and crumble and you don't have a good product. So, I forgot the time, how long it took, maybe up to 2 weeks to get to that temperature. And when we took the tour, the place was full of frozen chickens and all kinds of things in there.
It was amazing. And again, you mentioned the forklifts and whatnot. I was trying to look in the corner to see if I saw a Zamboni, just to see, because it was like, this is so impressive. And back to the food itself, I got some numbers here about the impact that you guys had in just 2025 alone. Last year alone, total meals distributed. How about 13,139,874 meals right from that facility alone? What's also impressive, like I asked you a question about there's a, it looked like a cash register, but it wasn't. It was like people had to take their cart over to this scale. And I think you were explaining to me it wasn't that they had to pay for anything. It was kind of to document how much stuff that you guys actually do so that you can keep up with what this.
Sure. So everything that comes into Sharing Life and goes out Sharing Life, we weigh. It'd be the food, it'd be donations, clothes, all that items. So in 2025, we distributed 15.767 million pounds of food. So, you know, pretty close to 16 million pounds of food. So to kind of give you a perspective how much food that is, that's, you know, AT&T Stadium weighs approximately 14 million pounds. So we distribute an empty AT&T Stadium comparable weight of that.
Wow.
It's just spectacular. I mean,
are you saying that everybody in the World Cup could be eating that much food at AT&T, excuse me, Dallas Stadium in Arlington?
Right. I mean, the amount of food that we go through there, just through the pantry and then through our hub partners, it's just astronomical. And every year, you know, it's sad to say that the amount is increasing all the time.
Yeah.
I believe last year we increased about 33% over the previous year.
It's probably going to be rather interesting this year as well because, you know, the inflation and things like that and, you know,
inflation, the government shutdown, TSA employees, you know, we had a lot of people coming in on there. The
supply chain stuff.
Snap cards, there's issues with that, you know, and that also has the increase as well.
How do you guys navigate that? I've talked to different nonprofits and it's like people just assume, well, the nonprofits are there and they can help everybody. Well, it gets dicey when you don't know if the government's going to shut down again or they cut off SNAP benefits or they're going to have a different way of doing it. And how do you guys have to – you almost have to predict it or try to prepare for it. I mean, how do you do that? And it also kind of affects possible partnerships with sponsors, right?
Sure, it does. And so that's where we lean on heavily with Teresa and her team. You know, 28 years of doing this, going through COVID and you know, all kinds of ups and downs. They've got the framework to get it done. And it's great to have all the sponsors that we have. It could be a sponsor that donates $5 a month. It could be a sponsor that donates $20,000 a year or more. Without those sponsorships and those grants that we get, none of this is possible.
Right. And what I also learned over the last few years doing this show is when it comes to food insecurities, it's not about, well, people are don't have enough money or they're poor or whatever. No, it could be anybody that may be living check to check or suddenly became living check to check, may live in a very nice neighborhood, and all of a sudden something happens. They get laid off or you know, the expenses became really, really crazy. And we found this out during the pandemic. So it's all kinds of people that walk through your doors, right?
Yes, that's correct. It could be anybody that walks through the door. You might be driving your buddy's Rolls Royce down to get it serviced and need to stop by and pick up some groceries. I mean, we don't judge on any of that stuff.
Right.
As soon as you walk through those doors, everything, all our services are for free.
Mm-hmm.
If there's, you know, financial needs, you know, if someone can save $400 just on groceries per month, just picking up some items that can pay for utilities, that could pay for maybe cell phone bill, kids' uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all specs of life.
Exactly. Sharing.life for anyone who's trying to figure out online, how can I find out more about this particular nonprofit? Again, providing fresh and non-perishable food, individuals, families facing food insecurities. And you also do things on a seasonal basis as well, special things. Here we are in the summertime, and I know there's a lot of kids in North Texas, in fact, all over the country. Their regular meals are probably through school, some kind of way, going to school and even having a breakfast there, or definitely lunch. And you have situations like that over the summertime because a lot of kids are out of school in the summertime. They're not doing summer school.
Sure. So anytime local schools are for 3 days or more, we'll set up boxes for kids to take or families to take home. It could be just pop-top cans, things they can put in the microwave. Really easy stuff they can, you know, cook up at lunch or something. As you know, a lot of kids rely on going to school just for breakfast and lunch, just to get by on their food needs. So We have partnerships with Travis Frederick, with his foundation.
Yes, the former Cowboys center, the former All-Pro. That's our guy, Travis.
And, I mean, Travis is still running the organization all the way from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kudos to him. You know, sometimes when people move out of town, they kind of forget about what brought them over here and what they started up. And
not it's Travis.
Great to have a partnership like that.
Yeah, he's great. And also, aren't you doing something with DeMarcus Ware now?
Yes, so we've DeMarcus came down and did a judging for our Thanksgiving pie competition, and he enjoyed it very much. So we're trying to build a partnership with DeMarcus and try to get him down here again and pack some boxes. And you know, we'd love to get more athletes, more people involved.
Sure, their foundations. Yeah. A lot of athletes and sports figures have foundations. Sometimes their families are running it, but sometimes they have, you know, a lot of different people that represent them well in those foundations, and they're looking for great organizations that they can partner with, and sharing life is one of them.
No, you're right, Chris. And just like when you walked in and your eyes lit up and, you know, what is going on here? It's the same thing we get everybody that comes in from.
Yeah.
Someone I give a tour, it could be just a warehouse manager down the street, to someone like DeMarcus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what else? I was talking about the gently used clothes, and we were talking about the food, of course. You guys provide not only that, but non-food essentials like just like food, clothing, hygiene products, cleaning supplies, medical equipment, and making sure that people have their necessities. Can you talk about some of those non-food essentials that are there?
Sure. So some of the items we provide would be, for instance, it might be a wheelchair or a walker. If someone's down or just needs one, those are available all the time. We work with some of the groups that try to give us some glucose strips. It could be baby formula.
Right.
On the clothing side, we also take blankets, sleeping bags. We have a program in the winter, so when it goes below 28 degrees, we team up with the city of Mesquite, Siegelville, Box Springs, Garland, and bring in homeless people that are off the streets into local hotels. Then we team up with the local Elks Lodges. They will make a hot breakfast, a hot dinner. We'll distribute those. We'll distribute food to people. And then we'll get to know some of these people and try to get them off the streets if they choose to do so. You know, some people are there, you know, just recently just being homeless.
Exactly.
You know, how can we help you out? Once we start helping people out, we've got financial resources. Then we've got financial classes that they can take, how to balance a checkbook. We team up with OSHA, and we do OSHA forklift driving classes, which has been great. We team up with Dallas colleges, around town, do different programs as well, also with that.
Talking about those emergency financial assistance programs you have, providing you, as you mentioned, utility, rent. When I say utility, we're talking about the electric bill. Rent, right. Mortgage assistance to help households maintain, you know, some secure housing and not lose their home or wind up on the street. Just the essential services, just temporarily to help you get over the hump. This WARM program, W-A-R-M program, you're talking about the wintertime. You were saying something about hotel stays?
Yes. So we'll bring in, I believe last year we did, we activated, I think, three times. One was a longer activation, I think it was about 10 days. We brought in about 160 people. So we really rely on, you know, the Elks Lodge and making food. We rely on local restaurants, other local charitable organizations like the Mesquite Police Association. They'll donate some Whataburger for everyone, all the people that are staying here.
Whataburger.
Everyone loves the breakfast Whataburger, of course.
Yeah. So,
you know, different organizations can come together, house people here at the local motels, and it really helps out. I mean, it's just not helping the people that are out there. It's helping all the hospitals. You know, once it gets below freezing, if you're starting to clog up all the emergency services with ambulances and ER emergency rooms, it's going to be a clog in the system. So if we can have people come out of the elements, stay warm, for them, and then, you know, move them on to different things, it really helps out.
You know, Teresa said it best, the power of compassion. And that's why she helped found and create Sharing Life. And I was thinking back on when we toured this one part of the facility is the biggest warehouse part. And I'm looking up in a corner and I said, Skip, are those Christmas trees up there? And then you told me about what happens around the holidays.
Yes. So during the holidays, Christmas time before Christmas, we'll have families come in that will register online. Between 1,000 to 1,200 kids will register. And then pretty much we'll shut down the pantry. We'll have emergency foods to go if people need them. Mm-hmm. The clothing closet is empty. People will come in and get a chaperone. Parents will come in and shop for their kids. So kids don't know where the presents are coming from. Most importantly, where did the presents come from? It comes from organizations like Jesse Holly, Helping Hand, Helping
That's Holly's our Helping guy. Hands,
and other organizations that we, you know, raise money. We get donations. We put them out. Then we purchase wrapping paper, stocking stuffers, and then all kinds of toys and basketball hoops, bicycles, PlayStations, dolls, everything, you name it, we have it. And we'll go through 2 days. And like I said, the parent will have a chaperone. They walk them around, they grab all their items, and they're good to go. So it's a really amazing, amazing time that time of year.
Again, you guys are absolutely amazing. That's why I said, wow, you've got the blueprint. It's not just, you know, for food insecurities. It's not just, okay, for homeless. It's not just, you know, gently used clothes. You have something for everyone in all kinds of different occasions, and the volunteers are absolutely amazing. So as we continued during our tour, you took me upstairs. Of course, you had the offices upstairs, but you also had big, big rooms. You had meeting rooms up there. Can you explain what some of those meetings were like and about how nice those meeting rooms were with the white chalkboards and the whole dry boards, everything? It's just anything you – it's like any kind of conference room. Have you ever been to a nice hotel? You had those kind of conference rooms right there.
Yes, sir. So those community rooms are available for anyone to use. It could be a local business that's doing their training, and then have their lunch and then come down and do a volunteer day.
Hold on, slow down. Wait a minute. You just touched on something, because there's a lot of people who work in different corporate environments, and they may be C-suite level, you know, vice presidents, or whatever. You guys do those corporate days of giving, right? Where you can have a corporate outing where the volunteers from your company can come over there and get credits for being volunteers with Sharing Life, right?
Yes, definitely. And it's all kinds of corporations will come in. It could be another local charity group or a community group that wants to have a meeting there. And then,
even the Dallas Mavericks came by.
Mavericks will come by. That'd be great.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, and then some of the other rooms we use for GED testing. We do a GED class every week. Right. I believe that we did 330 GED tests last year. We do the
excellent.
Of course, the forklift class over there as well with OSHA. We also run the VITA Center. We have a VITA Center. I think we believe we have 4 or 5 VITA Centers around town. That's volunteer income tax assistance. Last year, it just helps people with their taxes. We don't charge anything. But people that come in and help out.
Oh yeah.
We did about 900 and just over 900 tax returns last year, in 2025. And I believe it was just over $1.1 million we got back for everyone.
That, all the different people. Yeah. Help them with their taxes. Cause believe it or not, not everybody pays taxes. Some people get tax returns, and it's important that you can, especially in this day and age, if you got money coming back, you want to make sure you can get it from the government. And it always helps to have some kind of IRS tax advisor, and you guys have the facilities where people can learn. Also, you've got the financial lunch and learn program with America's Credit Union.
Yes. So we've got a few different banks. Frost Bank has come on board also.
Great.
And a few other banks, local banks as well. And they'll come in, then sometimes usually they'll provide lunch to come on in. So, hey, you might as well come in for a free lunch and then get to learn more about your finances and how to save and what you should do if you get a raise. I mean, you might have a mortgage or a car payment. You know, how can you make those arrangements on your payments and make everything kind of smooth and get you going?
Yeah, there's no need to say, oh, I can't make that payment. There's ways, if you come up there to Sharing Life, you guys can show people how maybe you can make a partial payment. You just got to make sure you stay in touch with them. They'll bear with you, because a lot of people are affected right now with, you know, the higher prices on everything nowadays. So you got to have some place you can turn to. You know what I mean? And again, if you go online, go to sharing.life. It's just that simple. Google Sharing Life and you'll see sharing.life and you can check out everything they've got, just like if you're on Amazon or something. You know, because people do a lot of things online nowadays. They want to check things out first before they make a drive, before they do a walk somewhere, right?
Sure. No, it makes sense. We've got a program called the ePantry that we walk through.
Yes.
That's online based. So
that's like that's just like going online to Walmart or something, right?
Sure. Just going online like Walmart, of course, doesn't give you kind of the details of what there is, but it's going to tell you, hey, we've got some rice, we've got beans, we've got bread, we've got these frozen items, poultry, or we've got this produce, and they can build their box online. Mm-hmm. They can pick it up. We work with DoorDash, and so
wait a minute, slow down. Did you say you have a hookup with DoorDash too?
Sure. So if you're within a certain mileage of Sharing Life, DoorDash will deliver those products to your home.
You know, it makes sense.
Senior citizen and yeah. Go ahead.
I hate to chop you off, but it makes so much sense when you think about seniors who can't get out and about, or maybe the weather's crazy, or your car broke down, but you still need to take care of your family. Makes sense.
Yep. It could be you're just getting out of hospital and mm-hmm. you can't get over here and pick up food items, and we'll get those delivered. If you're working odd night shift hours or during the day, we've got Amazon-style lockers outside our facility.
Wait a minute. I forgot about that. That's also very clever and convenient. This is like, again, you guys have the blueprint. You've kind of thought of everything and you're not stagnant. You're not saying, well, this is we've been doing this a certain way since 2010 and this is the 2010 model. No, this is 2026. And you, right. It seems like it's like every year or every few months, somebody has a great idea and you guys act upon it. Teresa was telling me she's full of ideas. She hasn't even told y'all yet.
Of course, Teresa is an encyclopedia of ideas. That's the best, one of the greatest things about Sharing Life. We're quick to act. If there's, for instance, if there's a natural disaster in Louisiana, people are coming up this way, we'll team up with the city. We'll be the first ones to respond and like, hey, mm-hmm. this is where you can get accommodations. This is where you can go and shop. There's a few restaurants that will probably have some deals on, you know, people that are evacuating, or if you need food, come mm-hmm. to Sharing Life. And we can pivot pretty quickly. You know, during the pandemic, we couldn't get anyone inside the facility, so we had to do a drive-through.
Right.
And then before we moved, we didn't have our CEO, so we couldn't have anyone inside the facility. So we did a market style, farmer's market style.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're quick to adapt. We're small enough that we can pivot real quickly, and it works out really well.
We mentioned, of course, Teresa Jackson. She's the founder and CEO. I also got a chance to meet almost all of the staff. You guys are absolutely amazing. But let me give a quick shout out to Jacob Taylor, to your director of operations. This guy, he's getting a lot of things done over there. Can you talk about what he does as well?
Sure. Jacob, pretty much backbone of the facility. Mm-hmm. His hands dirty where he needs to. It's if the truck breaks down, he'll get a wrench out and get that done. Or if there's a TV to be hung, he'll get that done too. Jacob is a huge part of Sharing Life on all everything he does. When meeting new sponsors, new partners, it's amazing to have someone like Jacob over there.
Okay, so if anyone wanted to volunteer, because I mentioned we got to talk to different volunteers, and they all just love what they're doing, and I'm sure there's various rotations and whatnot, but if someone wanted to be a volunteer or even partner with Sharing Life, what would they need to do?
So best thing to do is go to our website, sharing.life. Plenty of tabs up there on getting involved to volunteer, to donate. Check out our events page. We've got we have two large events that we do every year. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have our gala that comes up in August, and we have another event called Handbags for Hope. It's a brunch that we have handbags, for instance, like a Louis Vuitton, a few other high-end bags, and we play bingo with up to between 300 to 400 people coming up next year. We'll be having that at Fair Park, so that's going to be a pretty exciting event.
I'm telling you, you guys get it done.
That's something great. I might have to get you to MC that one day.
Might have to. I'm available. And by the way, Skip, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate it very much.
And thank you all for listening to Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.